USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are reopening despite the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Christopher Murray is director of the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation.
Our suspicion is that there will be about 10 days from now in these places that have had the big increases in mobility, we are expecting to see a jump in cases.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation his latest prediction is more than 137,000 deaths in the U.S. by August 4th. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says medical investigators are trying to figure out if there's a link between the coronavirus and a new disease that's killing children.
It is a situation that has taken the lives of three New Yorkers. There are two additional deaths that are currently under investigation as possibly related to this same situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wayne Allyn here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 mask that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So I highly recommend a mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout. Save 20%.
Transcripts have been released of the House Intelligence Committee investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Ranking member Devin Nunes on Sunday Morning Futures.
We had a strategy here that we wanted to get every single person that we interviewed, whether or not they knew of any evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there is proof the Trump campaign invited Russian help, made full use of it, then covered it up. Tesla is suing the state of California, USA's John Hunt reports.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The IRS says Wednesday is the last day for Americans to provide their direct deposit information to receive their stimulus checks directly to their bank accounts. In a joint announcement on Friday with the Treasury Department, the IRS said Wednesday is the last day for Americans to provide their direct deposit information to receive their stimulus checks directly to their bank accounts. In a joint announcement Friday with the Treasury Department, the IRS urged people to use the Get My Payment website to get their stimulus checks delivered faster than they would if they were waiting for a paper check. The stimulus payments, part of the more than $2 trillion coronavirus relief package enacted in March, amounts to about $1,200 per adult whose income is less than $75,000 per year. There is also a $500 payment per child. So far, approximately 130 million adults have received more than $200 billion worth of payments. The IRS said it will prepare millions of files to send to the Bureau of Financial Services after Wednesday for paper checks that should begin to arrive in late May or early June. Late last month, the IRS upgraded the Get My Payment tool to help more taxpayers with access to adding direct deposit information after many had troubles using the tool in its initial rollout. Remember, you can listen to current newscasts or stuff from days ago at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.